Any other comments? Kelly, did you want to say something? Because you're not muted. That gives me an idea.
Oh, no sir. I will. I'm just the idea guy. Marlene gets to deliver. we'll get back to you with initially with the schedule and proposed process to make sure we are doing those check-ins. I didn't at all mean to imply a delegation. These were for us to come back to you with ideas. So we'll first come back with here's a schedule, here's a process, and we'll see. I don't have the answers yet on what that'll look like, and staff don't either because they didn't know I was going to do this to them.
Look forward to it, I think. All right, if there's no other comments on this agenda item, we'll bring it to a close. And before we go to the what I hope is the last agenda item, I think this might be an appropriate time for David Graybill to put his face up on the screen. And I think there's a comment earlier about roasting him. I think Commissioner Keogh had some material that he wanted to warm David with.
I'm sure Mr. Keogh has been waiting for years for the opportunity to do this, yes.
No, I'm too kind to roast anybody. But I'll yield to my other commissioners who are not as kind as I am.
Well, David, I don't have any dirt on you that I could roast you with. But I do want to say it's been a real honor and a pleasure to work with you. You're a dedicated individual. You believe in what you're doing. You look for solutions. You're not eye poking. I'm going to miss you. And I really want to wish you well and thank you for your time on the commission with us. And best of luck. That's all I have to say.
Well, thank you very much, Larry. It's been a pleasure. It's been a very interesting ride, let me say. And I'm going to miss working with fellow commissioners and staff. And I think about, say, an NFL player that's retiring. It's the players that he misses, and I sure will, too.
Commissioner Linville, then Commissioner Smith.
So obviously, I don't have anything to roast you with, Dave, gosh darn it. But I will say that when I was new on the commission, which was like 5 minutes ago, when I walked out into the parking lot and I saw one-ton pickup that said Fishing Magician all across the side of it, I thought, now there is a bold dude right there. Like you put yourself out there when you do that. And you have been a bold dude. And I at first squirmed when there was sort of tension between the fishing commissioners. But man, I just really have come to appreciate that back and forth dialogue, between the, it was respectful disagreement and you really held your own beautifully. And I learned a lot from that from you. And I just think that, we're going to miss you so much. And I will be channeling you when there is respectful dialogue to be had on these really tough conversations. So thanks, Dave. I'm sure going to miss you.
Thank you, Molly. Appreciate it.
Commissioner Smith, then Commissioner Thorburn, and then Commissioner Anderson. In that order, please. And then there are a couple of people that that were on the public comment section that would like to say something on your behalf too, David. So we'll try and get to those folks as best we can. Commissioner Smith.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you, my friend. You're the first of the class of 68 to go, but there's another one close on your heels. So we've had some good times together and some challenging times, but I think my memory bank is full of good memories of the coupons for the was a Hearthfire restaurant that we would go, and by the time they brought out all the food, we didn't know what we were going to do with it all, but we felt we were getting a deal at the time. So I will miss you, my friend, but I remember this spring, once all this COVID stuff is history, or soon as it is, we're going to go chase some of those fine game fish, pike and walleye, notable game fish. We're not, I don't want those snobby salmon fish. I want the good ones up there. So, all right, buddy. Well, our paths will cross many times again.
Thank you, Commissioner Smith. We'll go to Commissioner Thorburn, Commissioner Anderson, and then Commissioner McIsaac.
Yeah, thinning of the class of 68. So think of that. Class of 68, he never shared any of his yearbook photos with us. With the long hair and hippie beads, right, Dave? So, gonna miss you. But I agree with Brad. I'm sure our paths will cross. And yeah, thank you for helping out with our problem game fish and non-game fish. Come on up and take the walleye and the northern pike.
Muted.
Commissioner Anderson, you're up.
Okay. David, I'm going to miss you on the commission. You were one of the first commissioners to reach out to me as a new commissioner, and I really do appreciate that. I appreciated it then. I appreciate it now. And a little anecdote, I went fishing with Dave this winter over on Billy Clapp Lake, and it was it might have been 0 degrees Fahrenheit when it warmed up, you know Dave has a lot of courage. We launched the boat and the motor didn't start, so instead of, you know, bailing at that point where logically most people would have, Dave says, well, let's just crank up the electric motor and use batteries. And then I'm thinking, well, that's a pretty good idea. I'm looking around for the battery, and somebody finally scrambled and got one, and there was only one. So we go out on Billy Clapp Lake in the middle of the winter at 0 degrees, and we're running a battery for hours. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, we're going to run out of batteries. We're going to be 10 miles away from the launch. And Dave's just going, oh, another minute or two, we'll get some more fish here. And, well, we got back in. I don't know how much batteries we had, but he had, not only ice on fingertips, but ice in his veins. So that goes to show what kind of fisherman he is. And I'm looking forward to more of those experiences, David.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Yeah, we'll go to Commissioner McIsaac, Vice Chair Baker, and then Deputy Winthrop.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Dave, thanks for all the good work over the years. You know, we always haven't been on the same side of every issue here, but we have been on the same side of many. And I recall us talking about the Eastside Trout Hatchery closures when the budget stuff was getting nasty, and working together on that. But you've just always had just a very pleasant demeanor. You're the consummate gentleman at the front table, and I just have appreciated very much working with you over the time we've been together.
Thank you, Commissioner McIsaac. Vice Chair Baker.
Well, I don't want anybody to be surprised when Commissioner Graybill joins us on the 18th to take a few votes. And I was going to save what I was going to say for then, but this really is a send off. And so, a couple of things. I want to re-stress what Commissioner McIsaac just said. In terms of civility and process, Dave has been the best. He reached out to me as well, Molly, when I was new on the commission, and continues to reach out when he thinks I've said something that might not be entirely accurate, and he wants to help me with my fish knowledge, which has always been really appreciated. I guess you fish commissioners may or may not understand that nobody in the real world understands fish policy, and that includes me, and I have spent 4 years trying to figure it out, and Dave has helped. He also helped me catch my first, actually an only salmon so far, encouraging me to come to the Long Live the Kings thing down at Hamford Reach. And I do want to reiterate that out of 8 supposedly fishing magicians on my boat, I was the only one who caught a fish that day. I'm still very, very proud of that. Dave, I would have never done that without your encouragement. And so, that's basically it. This is it's a sad day to know that we're going to change in the little working relationships that we all have and that we all kind of understand, are going to be different, but hopefully as good or better. So we all got to understand that. And Dave, I know that you're leaving because you want to. And so I hope that what you're going to do is an awful lot of fun. So thanks again.
Thank you, Vice Chair Baker. Amy, and then we'll go to Ron Warren.
Okay. I just want to say how much I appreciate you, Commissioner Grayville, and I'm going to channel the staff on the east side and how much you've meant to the staff. They just, you've been there for them. You come to the events. They feel connected to you. They feel supported by you. They appreciate your expertise. Jim Brown and Steve Pizangra and specifically have talked to me about how much they appreciate you. And I know the staff, the line staff appreciate you. And it's just, it's a rare treat to have someone like you being really arm in arm with our staff. And I wish I had known you better, because it seems like by knowing you, good things occur and that adventures happen. And I hope that our paths cross. So thank you for all you've given our staff on the east side. It's really been meaningful to them.
Thank you, Amy.
The staff and the relationships with staff over here and in Olympia have been very special and wonderful people, top-notch people. I can't say enough about the quality of the staff, not only in my region, but in Olympia and across the state.
Well, David, you're going to be happy to know. I guess you've probably heard that we all love you, but now that we've told you that, Commissioner Kehoe has warmed to the occasion. So stand by.
Yeah. No, it's not going to be a roast. Yeah, Dave, I know we went out to dinner a lot. You were always, we always met up in the lobby of the DoubleTree and Commissioner Smith is right. We took advantage of the Anthony's coupons, or maybe it was the other restaurant as well. But, you know, just to kind of echo what Amy said, I remember, Dave, you came on and you were critical, and I think rightfully so, of kind of the localized, how do I say this? You took exception with the view of the management of the Columbia River that it was too Vancouver based as opposed to statewide. And you sent that message very loud and clear early on, and I think the department, the commission, took notice, and there were some changes made. And I think if you kind of are wondering, you know, what's one of your major accomplishments, I would think that is one of them. You broadened the perspective of the Columbia, and not so much just limited to, below Bonneville, but all the opportunities that for recreational activities and opportunities throughout the Columbia River Basin. So I think you deserve credit for that. And so I just wanted to say that.
Thank you, Commissioner Kehoe. Ron Warren, you're up, and then Kelly, you get to wrap up. Ron?
Chair Carpenter, thanks. And for those commissioners that have been buffaloed over time about what North of Falcon really is. Here's Commissioner Graybill and Commissioner Kehoe keeping the leg company at North Falcon. This is what North Falcon really looks like. So all of the stories that you've heard about, this is our mascot that goes, the leg is on the traveling squad. And, actually it's just an opportunity where the commissioners were sitting by it, but, you know, we do a bunch of different antic things with the leg, and this certainly gets to be one of them now that we have commissioners sitting by the leg. And, I don't think either of the commissioners ever wanted to touch it or talk about it, but, it was always fun to play with them, and having the picture, with both of them, will always, bring smiles to the face of those working it into the wee hours of the morning. So, Commissioner Graybill, you were always there late. You were always there early. You always had great questions. You always gave us an honest assessment, an honest opinion, and we appreciated you being part of the team. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron, for the comments. Kelly, you've got it.
Thank you, Chairman. The risk of going last, you kind of end up repeating everything that's already been said, but the things that will always stand out to me is, one, what Amy described, that connection with staff, especially our Eastside staff, much broader than that, obviously our headquarters staff as well, but Eastside in particular. And then just the decorum at meetings with that graceful diplomacy. That's what I'll think of. And I hope to someday get on the water with you. I still have a stack of fishing brochures you gave me over a Reuben sandwich in Pateros. And we haven't taken advantage of any of those yet, but I hope to someday.
I welcome the opportunity, Kelly. There's always a seat in my boat available to any and all of you at any time. I hope to be able to have more time in the boat, sharpening my skills, so when the opportunity arises, I can assure you a great time. At least you'll hear some good stories.
David, thank you for all you did. We all wish you well and hope to see you again in the future. Okay, we're going to move on to number 14. I hope this is a short one, because we have to go into executive session, miscellaneous and meeting debrief. Does anyone have thoughts or comments?
Kara, I don't know if you want, originally you said you were going to recognize a couple of participants.
Oh, yes. Thank you for that, Director. Nikki, we have two or three?
Yeah, we got Lise Olson, Ron Gardner, and Butch Smith.
Okay. Lisa. Please ask him to be brief. We do have a lot more work to do today offline, so.
I thought my hand was up at the end of the Willapa policy. It seems a little inappropriate now, but I just wanted to make a couple clarifying statements. Number one, thank you so much, Director Susswind, for throwing that out there and hitting it out of the park, it seems. I've had a lot of conversations with Chad over the last couple of years, and I had a conversation with a couple of the commissioners not too long ago. And that was one of my concerns, was that the staff was trying to not able to maybe suggest things that would be relevant because they felt that they needed to wait for commission suggestions. And I think this really opens the way for some meaningful dialogue and really good policy on the Willapa. Thank you so much. And I just wanted to clarify with, in case my comment was misunderstood about the prioritization of natural of wild fish, I am not against that at all. I just don't want it to be a priority when that's not a possibility. I hope we can get as much wild fish in the Willapa as we possibly can. And I'd like to thank Chad for all his hard work. I had forgotten you were moving up. I wish you would be here for the culmination of this, but you still will be. And Commissioner Graybill, also, I didn't realize that you were leaving. And I also wish that you could be here. I know that on the commission, there are many, many things that you all deal with. But as far as Willapa, I'd like to thank you for all your consideration and concern and thoughtfulness on our little area down here. The best to you in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa, for your comments. Next, Nikki.
Next is Ron Gardner. Go ahead, Ron.
Okay. Yeah, I would like to thank Commissioner Graybill for all of his years of hard work. He's always been really good to be able to talk to as all the rest of you commissioners, except for Molly Linville, because I have yet to be able to talk to her. Every commission meeting that I've gone to talk to her, she's already got a lineup behind her, so she must be fairly popular. But
I really am.
So we do have to at some point talk too. But I also want to thank Larry Carpenter and Bob Kehoe and Brad Smith too, because their terms are up at the end of this month, and I don't know if we'll be in this crazy world of 2020. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm hoping they're going to still be sitting here at the next meeting, but I want to thank all of you, not just the leaving ones, but the ones that are there too. Being able to be personable and talk through things and be open-minded to, you know, both ways. I mean, we have things to talk about, but all of you, including Dave Graybill, and when he and I talk, it's usually two and a half hours. So, but we get a really good understanding of each other, and we talk to each other, and we kind of help each other understand from each other's personal standpoints. But I just wanted to say thanks to all of you. And I don't know what's going to happen with commission appointments, who's going to be back, who won't. But I just want to know how much all of you have meant to us in the past. It's been quite the journey, and we've done some amazing things together. But anyway, I hope we can continue on this path and a bunch of you still stay, but I don't know where that is. But thank you to all of you.
Ron, thank you for your comments, as always. Next, Nikki.
Next is Butch Smith, and then Greg King is the last one. Go ahead, Butch.
Yeah, Ron, you got to wear cowboy boots instead of rubber boots if you're going to talk to Molly. Graybill, I want to thank you. You know, you're a gentleman, and although we didn't always agree, and sorry you were wrong those times you didn't agree with me. Just kidding. Being a public servant is not always fun. I've been on, you know, port commissions and city councils and the stuff that we do, and it's not always fun. But you always rose to the occasion. And even though sometimes we disagreed, I didn't take, you know, that personally. I knew true in your heart that's what you thought should be the way it's done, and I truly respect that. And should your boat ever get caught in a downstream current and you find yourself in El Waco, Washington, you will have a seat on my boat, and just come on in. I know we're busy probably at the same time, but if you ever do stumble, if your battery ever goes dead and you end up downstream, you're always welcomed at my office. And so, David, thank you. I knew you weren't such a bad guy by the look of the hat you wear. That makes you a number one guy in my department, and I wish you well, and may all the fish jump in your boat. And to the rest of the commission, thank you. You know, what you do, like I said, is not always fun, but it has to be done, and you do it with honor and to the best of your ability. So thank you, and Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and to all of you. Thank you.
Butch, as always, thank you for your comments. Mr. King.
Go ahead, Greg.
Commissioner Graybill, thanks for your service to the state of Washington and sportsmen and women and the state of Washington. You know, you were always the kind of guy that you know, had other views, and that's okay in this world. We need people to bring up other views, you know. And I want to commend all you commissioners for giving up your time on a, not a thankless job, but on a job well done, because you get no pay. And to do that is really, it must be a dedication to your beliefs and your passion for fishing game in Washington State. So, Commissioner Graybill, you have a good rest of your life fishing and hunting over there in Eastern Washington. I can now start calling you Dave, fishing magician, and tight lines, buddy. Thank you.
Greg, thank you for your comments and take care. All right, Nikki, is that a wrap on that?
The wrap.
Okay, we'll go back to 14, and I didn't see any hands go up on miscellaneous and meeting debrief. Oh, I got one. Vice Chair, two hands up, Vice Chair Baker. And then Commissioner McIsaac. I guess we got two. Go ahead, Barbara.
Thanks. I know we're pressed for time. I wanted to let people know that at least I, and I think some others of us, tuned into the Senate agriculture hearing the other day, where we were prominently featured, Fish and Wildlife, on three of the four issues presented. Tell you the truth, I was most interested in how Kelly was going to let the Senate know about the Columbia River policy. And I want to say that I was so impressed, not just on that, but all three of them. As somebody who voted against the Columbia River policy, I watched carefully, and he stood up there to those senators and explained why what we did was done in a way that was really compelling. So it's a shout out to that, but also I know none of us need more to do to fill up our day, but these hearings are taped. And so I was going to ask Tom McBride to let Nikki know when big legislative hearings like that are happening, just to give us the opportunity, if we don't know about them, to watch them. So that's all I wanted to say. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you, Vice Chair Baker. Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, let me say that on as a meeting, one thing on the meeting wrap-up and then something on the year at a glance. On the meeting wrap-up, I think we need to try to do better on our agenda planning. When we start off a meeting with canceling an agenda item and get into that kind of trouble on commercial whale watching, it's just kind of a shame. We had a slide presentation of 52 slides and an hour and a half planned for that. And when I say we, I mean myself too. So we have people commenting that 3 minutes is not enough, and we do have an obligation to the public to try to hear from them, and we want to hear from them. So anyway, just as a comment, when we put time pressure on ourselves through not planning the agenda stuff outright, that's not a good thing. On the year at a glance, in that same vein, I think on the 18th, we have four agenda items, and I don't know what we have planned in terms of time. I woke up and saw some 30 emails, to us, but spent my time preparing for today's business. There was something in there about, doing something on commercial whale watching before the 18th. And so I don't know what's going on there, but if we are going to do just the licensing business on the 18th, we have to schedule when are we going to do the final decision on the rest of the package. There was a commission orientation workshop scheduled for either January or February, and I didn't know what that was on the year at a glance. There was in February something called the Wolf, just one word, Wolf, and I didn't know what that was. So I presume it's not in sheep's clothing, but it probably means something. I don't know if that's regulations or what that is. And then at the bottom of the year at a glance, we've got probably 15 or 20 to be determined, including things like the Quicksilver Initiative. And so I wanted to urge staff to put those in somewhere, maybe as italics or something, just to see where they might fit. And lastly, I had suggested a blue sheet for North of Falcon for February, and I'd like to remove that blue sheet request. I hope maybe in the director's report we could talk a little bit about what the forecasts are and things like that going into North of Falcon at the end of February. But I think getting into a lot of detail there is probably not the right thing to do at this time. And so I wanted to pull that request back. So maybe I'd have a question, or what does commission orientation workshop mean?
That would be if there were new commissioners at that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a placeholder.
Okay. And what about the single word wolf? What should we expect coming on wolves? And it was either February or I'm not sure when that was.
I can double check and get back to you, Don.
Yeah, February.
I might know that one. I think the wolf one might be, you know, we do an annual report in spring on the wolves, and that might be what that is.
Okay.
We can check. We have a number of things. We have the annual report coming together. We'll probably want to report on where we're at with rulemaking because there was a desire to have it before the grazing season, which is probably not possible, but we could provide what is possible. I know the WAG is working on updating the protocol, and there was at least one more thing. Wolf could take probably a whole commission meeting, just that word, but we'll get you more detail. And I do agree that we should think, or we being the collective view, on the 18th, because I think we've got the pursuit season, which we heard plenty of energy around, the spring bear with lots of energy, and the whale watch with lots of energy. And those are all three scheduled, I believe, for a vote on the 18th. So I'll stop there. I'll just identify the problem.
Mm-hmm. Don, I just want to respond to your comments about the agenda. Those are received okay, but I'm going to just tell you there's an awful lot of work and critiquing and reevaluating the agenda. And you know what? We don't always get it perfect. I won't. You won't. The next chair won't. It's just the way it is. Things do change, so I want you to know that. Nate, did you have anything you wanted to share?
Thanks, Mr. Chair. I want to apologize for yesterday underestimating the amount of time for the commercial whale watching. We had originally proposed 2 hours. It got scheduled for an hour and a half as other items were shoehorned in. And even that was a 2 hour guesstimate was obviously off. And so Chair, I appreciate flexibility. You never know how many people are going to sign up for public comment. And so, thanks to Commissioner Anderson to allow us to move the pinniped briefing to January. As far as your December 18th meeting, sent to Nikki, and I believe she circulated to you all a suggestion to try to have a special commission meeting just where the commission can discuss the commercial whale watch rule package. We offered, I think, 3 or 4 dates. And so hopefully if you could please respond to that with your availability and we can get something scheduled. That will, I think, will provide a lot of relief for the other items that you have scheduled on December 18th. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Nate. Amy, please.
So I wanted to speak just briefly to the commission orientation, or I can't remember what you said it was called, the commission workshop. But essentially we have, I have a running list of things that commissioners have flagged as things they want just background on, not necessarily, not topics relative to the content of your decision making, but tell us more about, for instance, treaty rights was something that came up. And we have, we do anticipate having new commissioners. And so we've come up with sort of like the things that we think as executives would be helpful for people to get oriented around. And we have sort of a list of them. And we were thinking we would bring you that list and sort of run through, here's the kinds of things that we think maybe you guys would like to have some background on, and then schedule that every half a year or so that over the course of your time, you would get up to speed on these various things, like what's SEPA? And like, some of you know all this stuff and some of you don't. And so we're just trying to sort of raise everybody's, understanding of sort of the nuts and bolts of the Department of Fish and Wildlife so that as people come on board, they have this rolling ability to get more and more orientation as we move forward. It's sort of like the onboarding that we're doing for staff. We're trying to get more professional. We thought an onboarding for commissioners might be useful as well. So that's what that is.